brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, you just heard a lawyer from one of the top law firms beating the daylights out of the corrupt banks on the mortgages. This affects the entire economy. This affects foreclosed houses you bought or a house that another company foreclosed on and then sold you. So we're going to be discussing what this means to the entire economy coming up with Randy Kelton after the next segment. I want to get into other economic news in the next segment. And I need to clear the phone lines out. We're going to try to take a few of the guys that are holding right now because I want to then open the phones up just on mortgage fraud to take your questions. But you just heard a law firm winning in court over and over again basically repeat everything Randy Kelton said and expand on it and say, yeah, we love the other people that are investigating this because they're finding even more fraud. I mean, we're going to go deep into this with Randy Kelton coming up, part three of an interview we started a few weeks ago. But I wanted you to hear from actual lawyers saying the same thing. But Randy goes even further in his research, and he's actually advising a lot of lawyers right now because they just don't know how to research it. But let's go to Steve in Texas. Steve, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you. That was very chilling. I bought my property 5 years ago, and I've paid for it. And it's out in the country in a rural area. It's a small
people
little
are farm. Having homes taken that are completely paid for because, you know, 11 years ago when this new fraud began, they foreclosed on somebody improperly.
Yeah.
So you may not have clear title. Somebody may come take it. You better invest it.
I paid quite a bit for a title search before I even got the property. And isn't that the liability of the title company? I mean,
yes, but the banks don't care. They just bypass the title company and still try to take it. But now because you know this information, you'll be able to block them. But for the general public that doesn't, see, this isn't just about people who have been foreclosed on blocking it. This is about people that have been defrauded by the banks blocking their foreclosure.
I mean, I already have all my receipts of everything I paid the mortgage company and you know, I mean, it's supposedly in my mind clear.
Well, it's like Russian roulette. I mean, go back to the person before you. Or before, I mean, were they, was it a foreclosure down the road somewhere?
Well, that I wasn't aware of. They didn't inform me of that, but I thought that was part of the job of the title company.
See, that's the fraud with these digital systems that aren't in the courthouse, is that it allows that to all be muddied.
Oh, God. I've got to say this, Alex. I've been with you for about a year. I've got the Infowars.com and Prison Planet, I mean, TV and PrisonPlanet.com and everything. And, man, it's a college education. And it's like now at least 50% of my time. But I got to tell you, I'm a study of American history. You are the number one American hero in my book. I just want you to know that's what I mean. And I pray for you every day, and I thank you.
Well, Steve, God bless you. God bless you. Look, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for my grandmother's prayers, 85 years old, if it wasn't for all the people that pray for us. There is no doubt I got guardian angels, and I'm not the number one hero. Number one heroes are firefighters that run into burning buildings to save children, and the chimney collapses on them and kills them. Number one heroes, even though they're misguided, are troops that charge machine gun nest. You know, the number one heroes out there are police officers that go up against drug thugs. The number one heroes are people like Joe Bannister, who exposes the fraudulent IRS, and they indicted him, and he beat him in court. I am somebody who recognized tyranny 17 years ago, spent 2 years trying to get on air, got on air on Access TV, got on radio, got syndicated, did everything I do to expose the corruption. I live, eat, drink, sleep this information. And it doesn't mean we're always right. Doesn't mean we have all the answers. We're just trying to learn, trying to do good, trying to resist corruption, trying to figure it out. And that's a big difference for people that just don't care. That's who I don't like. I don't like evil people, but at least they're evil and know what side they're on. Who I really don't like are smiley-faced, giggling yuppies that think this is all cute and funny. We're going into hell on earth if we don't turn this around. So I'm selfishly just trying to survive and save my country because it's the best country we got. That's why I'm here. I'm not a hero. I'm not a hero. I'm doing my duty. I'm trying to survive.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods, factory direct, wholesale pricing.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we are back live. Thank you for joining us. I want to cover economic news. We'll get to John, Bill, and Chris, and a few others before our next guest is going to be in studio. And we've got, for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, some graphs we're going to be showing here on television. Then this will be archived at PrisonPlanet.tv, and from there pumped out to the four winds. But we're going to go through a lot dealing with this mortgage fraud. But this was only the beginning of the fraud to the international derivatives bubble. And this affects everyone. This affects most people's mortgages. Even if you bought your house, you know, 5, 10, 11 years ago when they changed the Glass-Steagall Act. This doesn't mean just if you're upside down or they're trying to foreclose on you that you're the only ones being targeted. This is anybody that owns a house, because the title companies and these computerized systems are completely filled with fraud. And that's how banks, every day I read about trying to take houses that are paid for that they don't even have a note for, because they bought derivatives that say they have your house. Okay, so, I mean, this is just amazing. And you heard that lawyer earlier saying they've just found the tip of the iceberg of the fraud, and that's already stopping most of the foreclosures. I wanted to get into some other news. This is out of Bloomberg. J.P. Morgan, HSBC, accused of manipulating silver futures. They've been accused of investor lawsuit of placing spoof trade orders to manipulate silver futures and opinions prices in violation of U.S. antitrust law. That's been coming out for a long time. We had the Gold Antitrust Group, GATA, on a few months ago, first telling you about that. Also, in Reuters, French protest again on pensions, but fatigue weighs. That's what the IMF wrote about in 2002 in Argentina. They said they found that people may riot for 6 months. They like that. That drives down confidence even more. Then they finally burn out. The economy's imploded. Then they come in and consolidate. The French need to start calling for prosecutions of the bankers that have looted them, not running around throwing fits, demanding their taxes not be raised. They need to get rid of the bankers and get rid of that system. Here's another one. American job loss is permanent. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts breaks down that they've shipped our jobs out by design. Employers in U.S. start bracing for higher tax withholding. Oh, yeah, and all the new insurance money you got to pay for your employees and all the new taxes. I mean, I don't even know if I can, coming up the next year, if all this Obama tax stuff goes in and all this new Obamacare goes in, I'm having to look at my great crew, every one of them is important, and decide, how do I raise the money to keep them here to pay for all this, or do I let people go? I mean, this is happening all across the economy. California is set to pass a 20% carbon tax this week. They're trying to repeal it. It kicks in next year. They're trying to repeal it next Tuesday. I'm looking at the poll numbers. It's 50-50. It's neck and neck. Can you imagine what's going to happen to California if there's a 20% tax slapped on all the businesses that produce carbon? The factories? Huh. I mean, you think 22% unemployment, that's admitted in California? 60 Minutes reports? You think 22% unemployment? You ain't seen nothing yet. They want to destroy the economy. And they use the cheap labor from Mexico to do it as well. So employers start bracing for higher tax withholding. Employers in the U.S. are starting to warn their workers to prepare for slimmer paychecks if Congress fails to vote on an extension of the Bush-era tax cuts. You know, that's the thing. The establishment has trained everybody that if you got a neighbor making $200,000 a year, they're rich. Or even $1 million a year, they're rich. No. True wealthy people make billions a year. And they're the ones lobbying for higher taxes to then pay the money into government for banker bailouts and defense contractor money. They're all offshore. What was the ABC News headline last Thursday? Google pays, in fact, guys, search the term, Google pays 2.5% tax. Okay? Okay, I pay on average about 40%. They claim it's 35% tax bracket, baloney. Okay? 40%. Now it's going up even more. Then there's all the other taxes and the FICA and the rest of it and the unemployment insurance and all the new taxes Texas has passed. Now, Google, the biggest company in the world, I'm sorry, I was wrong. It's 2.4. I said 2.5. I'm sorry. Google has a 2.4% rate. They pay 2.4% tax rate. You got to love that. Can you imagine what Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and my operation could do if we were paying 2.4% federal income tax? Can you imagine? See, this is all engineered to shut down the little guy. Let me explain something to people that work at a restaurant, you know, waiting tables making $35,000 a year, or somebody mowing lawns making $35,000, $40,000 a year. Oh, yeah, they make that. Not only is all this devaluation of currency going to kill any savings or what you can buy, your purchasing power, but what do you think happens when somebody making $125,000 a year, that's what the tax increases kick in for, if you actually read the legislation, what do you think happens when somebody has to pay more money? They have to cut pay. They have to lay people off. They've got the health care taxes coming in on top of it. They've got a real estate tax in the health care bill of 5% on any real estate, a house you own or rent. What's that going to do? See, it's the people making $125,000 a year that pay for babysitters, that go to restaurants, that go to the mall and buy clothes, that go to the car dealership and buy cars. They're the people that go to your salon and get their hair done. They're the people that go to your gym and get a membership. They're the people that produce almost all the service jobs left in this country. And guess what? You can look at the graphs. As Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former head of policy at the Treasury, wrote today, the middle class is shrinking dramatically. It's about half of what it was 30 years ago. So there goes your economy. And the system knows this. They cut taxes on the middle class. The economy races. But they don't want that. They want to shut it down. I know I'm ranting here. It's just horrible. It's absolutely horrible. And the internet accounts for 7.2% of British economy, study finds, French news agency, but they're coming out with internet taxes in England. We can't build infrastructure anymore. New Jersey's canceling all this infrastructure because almost all the money has to go for service on the debt. Everybody always talks about welfare moms and how they're bankrupting us and how illegal aliens are bankrupting us, and that's certainly part of it. But that's the dependent group that votes to bring in big government so the bankers get two-thirds of the money in debt service. And who owns the debt? The Chinese government and then the private Federal Reserve. They're the two biggest owners. Chinese number one, Federal Reserve number two. It's all a stinking fraud. I want to bring Ted Anderson up. Gold, they tried to hammer it down. We've got it right here in Bloomberg with the manipulation of silver, manipulation of gold. But they can't hold it down. Gold's up four times what it was 10 years ago. But Ted, when it went down $25, he bought a bunch. Now it's gone up $15. He can sell it to you at that discounted amount. Ted, this is incredible economic news coming out.
It sure is. You know, like when you and I were sitting out there at KCSO, the G20 was beating up on the U.S. dollar and it was dropping and gold was racing upward. And we have that going on again today. But now they're awaiting this announcement by the Fed. Next week, they're expecting the Fed to take newly printed money and to buy $80 to $100 billion worth of assets. And that's going to drive the, I mean, we already seen it. The dollar is just crumbling right now. Gold is up $18.60 right now. Presently, seen a high today of $13.46.90 already. Silver just broke again, $24 an ounce. I mean, the whole thing is starting to move backward, you know, back up to where it was. It's almost like, you know, there's just these one or two, maybe 3 days where gold and silver will make a correction, and then it just comes racing back up. I liked your analogy with trying to hold a beach ball underwater, because that's exactly how this is acting. You'll see it correct a little bit, and then, boom, it comes right
back
up.
And just like the frauds coming out on the mortgages, the fraud of them suppressing gold and silver, which should both be double what it is now for 1980 inflation, as that fraud comes out, they're not going to be able to engage in it.
Yeah, right about that. And so that creates the opportunities that we have in the gold and silver because of the fact that the exposure of the of this elite group that has been trying to suppress the prices of gold and silver for years, first of all, you can't beat the United States dollar down without having its equal commodity go up. You know, the gold and silver, you can't print gold and silver like you can print U.S. dollars. And so they're having to accelerate the printing press, and that's driving the prices of gold and silver up, and they can't control. They can no longer hold on to the price of gold and keep it low like they did back in the middle 1980s.
Well, to simplify, the Chinese aren't buying as much of it, so the Federal Reserve is moving towards being the biggest owner of U.S. T-bills and other instruments, which positions the bankers with even more power. So they're buying our debt, but they're using our money to buy it for themselves, and then we're supposed to pay this back with tax money, and it devalues our money, so they're taxing us two different ways. Ted, we got a minute and a half left before I come back with Randy Kelton and the mortgage fraud and more phone calls. Break down today's gold and silver specials for folks.
Yeah, sure. Franks with the forecaster currently right now at 293. British sovereigns are at $367 a piece. The new fifth edition Creature from Jekyll Island book just came out. The prices are higher. I'm still holding the price down. I will raise that price.
I just lost Ted Anderson.
No, I'm still here. Can you hear me, Alex?
Guys, you got any word on that?
Yeah, what happened? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you cut out for a minute. Okay, so tell us about the Creature from Jekyll Island.
Yeah, the Creature from Jekyll Island did go up in price, and I'm going to have to raise my prices accordingly, but right now I have the new edition, the fifth edition, at $26.45 with the silver dollar. Hey, look, when you're paying $26.45 and spot silver is $24, and I'm giving you a free silver dollar to go with it, anybody, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that coin is a, you know, the coin is worth more than the deal itself, and not even the book. So
let me fire out the number. It's 800-686-2237. They got a lot of other coins, but you got to tell folks it's the Alex Jones radio special to get these loss leader prices, or it'll be a little bit more, which is still a great deal. 800-686-2237. Where are you on the silver half dollars?
The silver half dollars, I'm still holding that price down at $11.77, but it's over $13 on the internet. So, yeah, if you want to take advantage of those walking liberties.
Amazing deal. I think the walking liberties are the bigger special there. 800-686. 800-516-2237. Call and get the sovereign gold pieces, the franc gold pieces, the silver half-dollar walking liberties, 800-686-2237. Thanks, Ted.
Off-the-grid remedies can still be grown in your own backyard. Tap into powerful off-the-grid healthcare using all-natural, time-tested herbal medications that you grow yourself with the new Survival Herb Bank. Take the first preventative step against the coming socialized medical shortages with SurvivalHerbBank.com. Traditional herbal remedies have been used effectively for centuries, but the big pharmaceutical and big government cartel can't patent their natural healing powers. That's why they are trying to ban them. The Survival Herb Bank contains 20 powerful herbs, all with proven track records. Records as off-the-grid remedies. And here's the best part. When you grow your own herbal medicines, potencies go through the roof. Learn more at SurvivalHerbBank.com. Plus, get the ebook, How to Grow Your Own Herbs for Survival Remedies, a $39 value free with every Survival Herb Bank order. Now at less than half price while supplies last at SurvivalHerbBank.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. SurvivalHerbBank.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources Precious Metals Brokers, and my phone number is 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, then perhaps it's time for a change. You have the opportunity to make a change in November by voting, and the opportunity to make a change in your financial security today by calling me, Dwayne Daly. Get the stability and peace of mind that you deserve with gold and silver, a form of wealth protection for 5,000 years. As the inflation pinch becomes tighter and the dollar continues to devalue, while stocks remain iffy at best, stop the bleeding with precious metals. Metals will let you retain your purchasing power, protect your assets, and stop inflation the day you get in. I have many different ways to accomplish this, from metals for possession to IRA rollovers, tax-free, and everything in between. So if you would like to turn your scrambled nest egg into a souffle, call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237, extension 115. 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are ready for a change, please call Dwayne Daly.
Are you concerned about dropping or losing your cell phone? Are you tired of dealing with cell phone clips or holsters? Then this message is for you. Introducing Clip Hanger, the best and most affordable cell phone holder on the market, made to keep your phone secure and accessible. Clip Hanger works with all cell phones, including the iPhone, Droid, BlackBerry, and even iPods. When attached to a pant loop, Clip Hanger won't poke when you sit down. And for women, Clip Hanger easily attaches to any purse strap. Carry a phone in your pocket? Simply use one finger to pull it out with Clip Hanger. Clip Hanger is thin and simple, has a 1-year warranty against breakage, and prices start at only $10.95. With your Clip Hanger purchase, we'll also send you the auto hook for your car and ship everything to you absolutely free. See the amazing Clip Hanger and the Clip Hanger light with its built-in LED flashlight at myphoneclip.com. To order, call 801-719-2680. That's 801-719-2680. Or visit myphoneclip.com to get your Clip Hanger today.
For 30 minutes in the last hour, we had Dustin A. Zaxxon from ICE Legal, who's in the Wall Street Journal, beating the banks. And they've got, what, four other law firms here that discovered the robo-signing and have been deposing these people. And as he said, the fraud goes a lot deeper than just what they've discovered. He says they exactly what pro se litigant Randy Kelton's been saying for several years now with his information. That they go and they lie and they say, we've got clear title to this, and they don't. But this affects people who bought houses, even if 2-3 sales before it was ever in foreclosure. So this affects basically everybody. And they now want to bail this out. They're talking about $5 trillion, $10 trillion or more. And they're going to try to do that in the lame duck Congress coming up or after that. Next year, they have suspended the big five banks, including Bank of America, 2 weeks ago, all foreclosures, just because lawyers and pro se litigants have just begun to fight. Now, Randy, we're going to have you here for the rest of this hour and into the fourth hour in overdrive on our AM and FM affiliates and PrisonPlanet.tv and the streams at InfoWars.com. I can't do this all the time, but the next few minutes we are posting at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com a free video box so people can see this. Just like when I had Governor Ventura on yesterday, we were playing video clips. It's so important for radio listeners to also be able to see this as we go through all these big color graphs with documentation that you put together that we're going to be showing on the document cam today. Actually, I may move it out here so my shadow's not on it. Maybe tilt the camera that way so we can not have my shadow on it. We're going to be showing that to the viewers. But what did you think of ICE Legal, who's been deposing the banks, beating their socks off, saying clearly the same things that you've basically been talking about?
I think it took an incredible amount of courage for a law firm to take on these big banks and ask judges to render rulings that were new to the judges. Judges hate to do that. No judge wants to be the one to change the law because he doesn't want to be the one to have his case thrown out.
But the banks weren't following the law.
So, yeah, but to get a judge to make a ruling that's different from what he's been doing is really tough, and it took a lot of courage for these attorneys to do that because an attorney can get in a lot of trouble asking a judge to render a ruling he doesn't want to rule on. So I have to give them credit. But the political climate is changing dramatically. It's what we expected back in March when the legislature allotted $200 million to the feds to start going after these guys just before the election. That dropped the sky on them, and that's exactly what they've done.
Well, the law firms in this Wall Street Journal article, they were actually having victories 5 years ago, and they first discovered robo-signing 4 years ago, but it didn't get any news attention.
Right.
Now people are taking what these law firms have done successfully and duplicating it, and as Mr. Zach said, they are finding even more types of fraud, just like you said.
Right. We have a recent case in California, one in Nevada, Arizona, and Tennessee. It started in Tennessee.
It was a new one this week.
This one was a QUITAM action. QUITAM is a suit to recover funds that were defrauded from the government. You file a QUITAM, if you win, you get to keep 25% of what you recover, unless the government steps in and takes over, in which case you only get to keep 10. What the guy claimed was is all of these sales of the security instrument had not been filed with the clerk of the court. He sued in Tennessee and named every court clerk in the state of Tennessee as a plaintiff, claimed $34 million in fees not rendered to those clerks. Guy in Arizona, Nevada, and now in California picked it up. Guy in California also claimed the $5,000 to $10,000 fines for not filing. So this is really bringing them serious problems.
Now, do they have standing? I mean, were they the ones being foreclosed on?
No. Under a QUITAM action, it's the Whistleblower Act.
It's like a bounty against corruption.
Exactly. If you can find any government agency or official that's misappropriating public funds, you can sue under a QUITAM action to recover those funds.
And they use a kind of twisted QUITAM then, correct me if I'm wrong, when they give, you know, the police a percentage of drug money seized or citizens get part of stuff from a criminal action, but that's against citizens.
That's absolutely twisted. That has been a good portion of what's turned this country into a police state. But that's for a different show. We are definitely in a police state, and it's getting worse, but we have opportunity here.
Well, I want to get back into all this, but you were involved in a case here in Austin, and we sent some cameras down this weekend dealing with a high-powered Republican, Tom DeLay. And I want to hear about that due process issue, because that's how you first got into studying the law. Then we'll get into the mortgages, Randy.
Okay. I'll go through this quickly.
Well, no, we're going to break. long segment coming up, so we'll get into Tom DeLay and what's happening there. Not that Tom DeLay's a good guy, but he's having his due process rights violated. If they can violate his, they can violate ours. We'll talk about Randy involved with that case straight ahead. Then we'll get into the mortgages. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In confusing times, would a simple outlook on health and beauty make sense?
If you're tired of taking dry vitamins without noticing any results, then the Bogdana Nutritional Formula is for you. Easy to take and absorb.
The absorption of liquids is 98% in comparison to only 20% for dry vitamins.
For the past 25 years, Bogdana Rejuvenating Nutritional Formula has been proven to get results.
Detox, nourish, and rejuvenate your body with this one-of-a-kind supplement that contains 150 natural and organic nutrients.
And a one-month supply is less than a dollar per day.
Take charge of your health and feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins or your money back.
Go to Bogdana liquidvitamins.com or call 1-800-234-5608.
That's Bogdana liquidvitamins.com or call 800-234-5608. Give your body what it needs and it will perform miracles in return.
For inner health and outer beauty, feel a difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins today.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Most people know that drinking pure, high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We're going to talk about the Tom DeLay situation of due process, then spend the balance of the next hour and a half going live into the fourth hour with Randy Kelton, because this mortgage fraud affects everybody. We're going to run the gamut of it. Next hour, we're going to have to go ahead and clear the phone lines now. It's going to be wide open phones specifically for mortgage fraud questions to get Randy's take on it. He's got over 200 cases and is having a 95%+ success rate so far. We'll talk about that. And they're teaching folks how to pro se yourselves go out. Doesn't mean it's 100% or a silver bullet, but at least you got a fighting chance because the courts are corrupt. But we're gaining ground, okay? And resistance is victory. Or you could just roll over to them. Before I go any further, I want to tell you about a few of our great sponsors. Number one, I want to get into Diamond Gusset. They've got a bunch of special sales going right now. You just need to go to gussetclothing.com today to find out about all the different specials. You've heard me talk about my favorite Made in America jean company, Diamond Gusset, before, but they're making it even easier for you to try them if you haven't before. These folks are running a special This is their largest sales event of the year. It includes every single jean they make. This is a good opportunity to try different fits and colors. You can actually name the savings that you get with this special promotion for Alex Jones listeners. Find out at gussetclothing.com. All you have to do is click on the Infowars.com banner that takes you to the special subpage to take advantage of the great special. Once you try them, you won't wear anything else. GussetClothing.com. Link on Infowars.com. And also I want to tell you about Safe Castle LLC. I'm proud to welcome this great sponsor, a company in the preparedness field, Safe Castle LLC. You can check them out at www.prepared.pro. That's PrePared.pro. On the web, you can also get to their store site from PrisonPlanet.com banner, where you can see their ad on the right-hand side of the page. These folks have been in the readiness business for 10 years. They're fond of saying that they are in the business of steel-plated peace of mind. They sell everything you need and more to be ready for what's coming down the pike, survival gear, supplies, and even steel-plated underground shelters, ways to hide your guns, safe rooms. Tell them I sent you. Again, that's www.prepared.pro for professional crisis assistance. Okay, going back to Randy Kelton, I didn't mean to digress, but it's important. You called the office a few days ago and said this is pretty important. And I've heard you talk about the whole situation with Tom DeLay, and I'm certainly no fan of some of the neo-conning he was involved in. But it shows the power of state prosecutors, grand juries, that they were really going after corruption. But they didn't do that. And you've studied the case. They didn't follow due process. You've looked at the charges. But he was removed from his leadership position. And you were down there at the courthouse covering this just 2 days ago in Austin. So briefly, tell folks about that.
Okay. Tom DeLay was taken out of office by Ron Earl, district attorney of Travis County, Texas, a local district attorney. Took out the Speaker of the House. And the way he did it is he went to a grand jury with an indictment and asked the grand jury to approve the indictment. That is absolutely forbidden. Kennedy v. State says, in order to avoid the obvious evils of the accumulation of power in any one office, for the purpose of filing a criminal complaint, a prosecutor is not a credible person. We fought a revolution to keep the government from being the accuser and the prosecutor.
Yeah, you got three different branches of government, and you can't have prosecutors, as happened in the lead up to the war in 1776, becoming demigods, prosecuting their political enemies, you name it.
And that is exactly what happened here. Ron Earl's problem is he tried too hard, and he created the avenue for his own downfall, or the downfall of what he created. He went to the grand jury and asked them to approve an indictment. 27004 government code says that, I'm sorry, 27004, the Texas Code of Criminal Procedure, duties of the grand jurors. The grand jury shall examine into all criminal accusations that come to their knowledge by way of the prosecutor's attorney or any credible person. Problem. A criminal accusation is a criminal complaint.
So he made the original complaint. Complaints are made by someone else, then the prosecutor looks at it. The prosecutor can't be the complainant and the deliverer.
Exactly. He's forbidden. The only thing that gives the grand jury jurisdiction is a criminal affidavit filed by some credible person.
And that's the habeas corpus.
No, this is a straight criminal complaint, just like a ticket.
No, I know, but if they can't show that, I mean, where's the original complaint?
Exactly. This is what I said to Tom. I put the writ in his hand. I filed it 2 years ago in the court. The judge refused to hear it and threw it out. Tom DeLay's attorney, Dick DeGaren, called me and said, did you file a writ of habeas corpus in this case? Yes, I did.
I know Dick DeGaren. I've interviewed him.
He said, well, I'm the attorney of record, and I didn't authorize you to sign. You file that. Well, I didn't need your authorization. I have a right to do it. Besides, you should have done it. What were you doing when they were trouncing all over all his rights? He hung up on me.
Really?
I felt like I stepped in his milk, but this was a special study that I had done because everybody's getting railroaded through the system. I mentioned a police state earlier. Would you recognize a police state if you were in one?
Well, see, that's the power of a pro se litigant. As you said, once your lawyer's in that bar, they're not supposed to communicate with somebody else's client, but you're a private citizen.
I'm a private citizen. That's my right. And the problem Ron Earl has in creating this prosecution against Tom DeLay illegally is after that, when I filed a writ of habeas corpus for a kid in Montgomery County with the Court of Criminal Appeals, and they denied me permission to file. Well, they didn't have authority to grant or deny permission. It's a writ of right. I filed criminal charges with a grand jury. Well, Ron Earl and his standard chicanery, in an effort to get rid of all of these judges, as they were all Republicans and he's a Democrat and he wasn't running again, he actually gave my complaints against these judges to the grand jury. All of the judges, the 15 judges of the Court of Criminal Appeals, I almost got them about 2 years ago. But he opened the door.
Well, briefly, before we get back into the mortgages, where is this? What's the process right now with this individual?
Well, I filed the writ, and the judge told me, I stood up in court and stopped the court, telling them that I have business with this court, and it supersedes any business currently before the court. And Judge Dietz, District Judge Dietz, said, oh, you're the guy with the writ of habeas corpus. I'm not going to waste all these good people's time with that nonsense. You are not to say another word. Get out of my courtroom. I looked around for the bailiff, and I couldn't find him. I had made the mistake earlier of telling him that if this judge refused to hear the writ, I was going to ask the bailiff to arrest the judge. Well, the bailiff chickened out and hit the road. So I left the courtroom, and now I will be filing against Judge Dietz with the grand jury, and we'll see if he's as arrogant when I get him in front of a grand jury as he was in that courtroom.
But specifically, where is Tom DeLay in the process right now?
Now, I put this writ in Tom DeLay's hand. Now he knows that this local prosecuting attorney took him out of office absolutely illegally. I suspect Tom DeLay is really unhappy right now. Now, I'll say this on the air. I have no compassion or love for Tom DeLay. He's a politician. The purpose was his due process rights were being violated like everyone else's. If he realizes how dangerous this corrupt situation is, the problem all these corrupt politicians have is they can't protect themselves from one another. If he goes to the Republican Party and they realize how vulnerable every one of them are, we could well get them to come down and put pressure to stop this practice, in which case they'll open the door for you and I to go down with criminal complaints against public officials, get them in front of grand juries, and that will change everything.
And, of course, grand juries, you have the ballot box, you have the jury box, the grand jury box. If you go back 50 years ago, grand juries were pretty much independent and very powerful and represented the people. Now they've been turned into creatures of the prosecutors, but just because they operate like they own them doesn't mean that that's legal or legitimate. But my question is, where is Tom DeLay in his cases right now?
He hasn't contacted me since I gave him the documentation.
No, but where is his case?
Oh, his case, they're in jury selection right now, and they're trying to prosecute him for a felony. So he didn't take a deal.
And you've looked at the case, he was not guilty of it?
Whether he's guilty or not, I'm not sure. But from reading the case, there's nothing in the case that would indicate it.
And what are they claiming he did?
Oh, they're claiming he took money under the table and then took that money and invested it in different ventures of his own. But from what I could see, it was iffy at best. The fact that Tom DeLay is willing to take this to court, he's pretty sure he's going to win it. But I suspect now, with the problems that the prosecutor is going to have maintaining due process, he's got a much bigger chance of winning it.
But why isn't Tom DeLay bringing up the issue that the complaint was brought by a political opponent?
Most likely his attorney has fed him a story. But I can't speculate.
I've had Dick DeGaren on a few times. He defended the Waco folks. He's a pretty good guy.
But he lost.
Well, that's because because the judge that ran the Waco operation was over the court. I mean, the judge that was over the criminal trial was over the civil.
Yeah. I didn't understand. I had heard good about Dick DeGaren. I didn't understand why he didn't look at this and say, this is an absolute open door to get this thrown out. Unless he had a strategy I didn't know about, which was bring this up at trial and force a dismissal at trial. That way they can't come back after.
And that might be why he's mad at you for disclosing a secret weapon.
He could have told me.
Well, he doesn't know you're out there, Randy.
I really didn't care about his position.
No, I understand. You're just pointing out the due process and how they're violating that.
I'm concerned about what they're doing to you and me and everybody. In the United States, in Texas, average conviction rate, 99.6. Would you recognize a police state if you were in one? The United States houses approximately 3% of the world's population. It houses approximately 50% of the world's population of inmates. Would you recognize a police state if you were in one? This is the worst police state the world has ever seen, and we don't have a clue. That's why I'm going after this.
Well, it is crazy how they selectively prosecute innocent people and then leave corrupt people alone. Have you heard about this Jack Conway case where his brother is a prosecutor? He's the attorney general of Kentucky running against Rand Paul. And they were going to SWAT team his brother for reported narcotics trafficking and the usage. That was the alleged thing. And then the head narcotics officer warned his brother and then warned Conway. And then his brother and the detectives lied to other investigators. And now they admit all this in the newspaper, but it's not a big issue. That sounds like obstruction of justice.
This is something that citizens need to go down to grand juries with criminal charges against these guys. The nice thing about criminal charges, you're absolutely protected if you file criminal charges. Anyone who interferes with you, they wind up with criminal charges against them. We don't have any time on this show, but I have a whole process for going after one person, and when someone steps in the way and tries to protect them, you forget the first one, go for the second one. And eventually you want to go for a district judge and drag the district judge down to the grand jury. And when you get the district judge to the grand jury for protecting the district attorney from prosecution, the district judge is going to be really unhappy with the district.
But how can they be in the newspaper admitting they lied and admitting they warned him and then they're not instantly indicted?
They're not afraid of us. Thomas Jefferson said, when the people fear the government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. The government does not yet fear the people.
Well, that's like these mortgages, and now we'll start getting into that. I mean, with these mortgages, they're just out in the open, Randy, like that lawyer said, just engaged in total fraud, and they know it.
Yes, they bought the courts. And what I tell people when I present this, courts are absolutely corrupt. You sue in the court, you sue pro se, they're going to rule against you at every turn. You have to expect that. They are so corrupt.
But why are people having victory, though, even though that's happening? You're forcing them to fight it, and they've got so many things they're stealing, they don't have time to deal with it. But then if you go back at them and sue them, but I mean, look at these cases here, Randy. It's all over the Wall Street Journal. They're winning these cases against the banks.
Here's the problem with the guys who bought the judges. The judges are so corrupt, they can't even trust them. Politics, there's three kinds of power, politics, money, and votes.
And guns.
Right now, votes are becoming the big issue for the politicians. The politicians are exerting influence on the courts, and the courts are betraying the ones that bought them. So, and they're setting a precedent for down the road. Once this election is over, every member of the House of Representatives is up for election. They're going in with 11% approval rating. They can hear the toilet flushing. They're doing everything they can to distract the public from them and get them looking at some other enemy, while the politicians who created this mess put on a show of trying to do something to clean it up just long enough for us to vote for them so they can go back to business as usual. Their problem is, once they open this legal door, they set the precedent. They get this train on the track, and they can't get it off.
The precedent for banks to take anybody's property they want is one precedent, or the precedent that people started to win, and now people understand it's a fraud.
Yes, and I read some figures on the judges' retirement funds are also invested in these consumer mortgages. The funds values have went from $6.8 billion to $2.3 billion in the last 4 years.
So the judges have been robbed.
So now the judges are realizing that they screwed themselves. And now they need to do something to find a way to recover. And we have a number of unions and other retirement investment funds that are suing the lenders to try to recover some of these monies that they've lost.
Okay, we've given some of the basics. In the next few segments, I want you to go through your document cam presentation, but we're about to go to break. We've got the free video streams again today up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We do every once in a while. We've been doing a little bit more lately because this is also important so people can actually see these graphs and information. Will all then be archived at PrisonPlanet.tv a few hours after the show ends. We're going to break in 1 minute, Randy. I want you just to hurriedly go through the facts and figures because you're about to show people the fraud. First, they've got to see the fraud. Then you'll talk about the remedies that have been having the most success.
Yes. The Glass-Steagall Act was the start. In the 80s and 90s, Bush and then first Clinton and then Bush removed the Glass-Steagall Act and another act that protected borrowers from the lenders. Well, under the guise of making housing available to the poor, they took these protections off. And about the same time, they started securitizing notes. Well, this created an opportunity for people to go into business as mortgage companies, and they didn't care about the mortgage. They create the mortgage and sell it. They get their money, take profit, walk away. So it made it profitable to sell these to investors. And the more expensive the loan product, the more profit they made.
All right, we're going to explain all this and then get into all the facts, figures, and numbers. Folks, the mortgages are nothing. That's just the beginning, the root of the fraud. We're going to look at this whole tree coming up.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborist, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Okay, so we're delving deep into the mortgage fraud, which is only one piece of a larger banking takeover. Randy's a pro se litigant, having a lot of big success keeping people in their houses, teaching them how to defend themselves. That's the secret, because you heard the law firm earlier. They got more business than they can even take. And there's other law firms learning, other individuals learning, you know, how to demand due process, how to not just be rolled over. And by everybody resisting, or even a small percentage resisting, that's already brought them to a grinding halt. Randy, on the document cam for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, we're going to be going over these charts and graphs. We've got a free video link. It's what everybody gets every day. They're a PrisonPlanet.tv member. Adds a whole new dimension to the show. What's this first graph we've got here?
This first graph is a graph of housing prices for the last 100 years. And you can see there was a rather large drop around the end of the turn of the century. The last two peaks, there was a peak in the 20s, a peak in the 40s, then it dropped down. And in the year 2000, the graph went almost straight up. And there's a reason for that. We can go back, and it's hard to see on the graph, but there's a drop down in 1907. And that drop down was caused because people were allowed to bet on stocks whether they would increase or decrease without actually purchasing the stock. That was called derivatives. It caused the stock market crash in 1907, so the legislature forbade it.
That's right here.
They forbade the practice, made it a felony, until the year 2000. The year 2000, they removed that restriction. So with the Glass-Steagall Act gone and government oversight of the lenders is non-existent, they essentially unleashed the money changers on us, convincing everybody to do the one thing that had always been forbidden, and to speculate on their home and to take their good, stable loans in which they were building equity and trade them in for speculative loans that they would possibly make a lot of money on. But in the end, something else could happen, which they didn't tell them about. And the easiest way to visualize is turn that graph upside down, because that's what has actually happened to the lending industry. That's a graph of property sales, which reflects property prices. We'll get prices in a second. But since 2008 is where the graph starts down, or that was 2007, it starts down. This one ends at 2008, and it's done nothing but get worse since. Let's go to the one in the back, this one. This is an indication. This is a graph of percent homeowners with mortgage negative equity by state. The very first state there is Nevada. From Nevada, we go to Arizona, Florida, Michigan, California. Michigan, if you go to Detroit, it looks like a war zone.
We've been there. It looks like, I mean, I can't even describe it. It looks like one of those movies where everybody's dead on the planet, kind of like I Am Legend or something, and there's just nobody there.
Nobody there. This is going to happen even more. What's happening right now is the banks are foreclosing on so many homes, they can't sell them. They have to take them back. They can't sell them into the market because it'll drive the prices of housing down so much that the housing industry will collapse completely. They already have every state with a good number of people upside down on their mortgages. If they repossess these houses and then put them back out there for sale, this graph will increase exponentially. What we're looking at is a major housing shortage very soon. While nobody's building houses now. All construction is ceased. The only construction that's going on is what's already been funded. Can't afford to build houses now. I have a number of friends, construction industry, it's completely shut.
No, it's down by over 90%.
Likely to start destroying these houses because can't afford to keep them.
All right, we're going to come right back in 1 minute with the fourth hour live. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.